the next word is to understand the oimik of the issue of chometz b'mashu. What's a chomer? It's the rabbanon, right? The rabbanon chometz is issue b'mashu. What's the inyan of chometz is issue b'mashu? B'chlal, we see bein mitzad atoy v'bein mitzad ra. We have to do with mashu's. When we're trying to destroy chometz, we have to do with mashu's. Katnus. And even mitzad atoyv, mitzvah v'gadta levincha is a katnistic mitzvah. It's a katnistic mitzvah. Pesach benayit, all the big moichan come down, and then we still have to be mekayin a mitzvah kipshutay v'gadta levincha. Don't tell your little boys about their rampin. Let's say that you want to be mekayin your mitzvah. It's also b'chinas abein tzad hashlili. We're trying to destroy mashus, and bein mitzah and mitzad ha-chiyuvi, we're giving chashivas to mashus, we're giving chashivas to katnas. So what's the oimek? So the oimek is that we know that the chometz corresponds to the sa'ar shebe'isa, corresponds to the yitzhar, corresponds to the yitzhar. The ikum chomer of the yitzhar against the Yid is Beikei Mashu's. Yitzhara doesn't tell a person to be Mechal Shabbos. A regular Yid, since he won't get anywhere, he won't tell him to be Oivan on a Ritzicha, Gilei Royos, Avodah Zarah, Chel Shabbos. How does he get people to do that? He gets people to do that through starting from the Ketanus. Yeah? Starting from the Ketanus. That's where he starts people, that's where he gets people into it. And that's the Ikka. That's a very big Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara tells a person to be mezalzel in Dvarim Ketanim. Once he's mezalzel in Dvarim Ketanim, then the Yitzhahara can get him. You know, the Maisa, all the Maisa of Chalkas Yeshua used to say over about the frog that came to the Baal Shem Tov for Tikkun. Baal Shem Tov once went into he found himself in the middle of a midbar, and a frog came up to him. Baal Shem Tov realized that he was there. Obviously, there's something going on over here. He asked the frog, "What are you doing here?" Frog said he was the one. He was a Gilgul of a Yid. It was a big Talmud Chacham, big Oyv Hashem. So he says, "Why are you in his Galgul?" So he says, "Because the Yitzhar tried everything with him and he couldn't get him. He was a that tzaddik." He says, "Once the Yitzhar chapped him and he was tired and dosing, he was mezalzel mitzvahs on the Tzidayim." He says, "From then, the Yitzhar got him to do every aveira until he was Oyv and kol aveira shemetoyer." And that's why, though, he was in his Galgul. Chelkas Yeshua used to say to him, "By Rishat Vayasi, it's in the Chelkas Yeshua Shabbos." Until he was over and called Avera Shabbatayr, and then he was in his Galgal in a midbar, that nobody should see him and nobody should be misakin his neshama hundreds of years. I answer myself. So what is that mashus are very dangerous. Giving into the Yitzhar, you think it's a mashu, but really it's a very dangerous thing. A person mustn't give in his ikum lachoma is a mashu. So maybe therefore chometz is oisah b'mashu. Ooh, why you have to get the mashus? You have to get the mashus are the most dangerous. The big pieces of chometz, meila. The little piece of chometz, you see lying around. A big piece of chometz, big loaf of bread. The chances of you finding a big loaf of bread in the middle of Pesach, but the mashus, they're dangerous. Why? And that's why you've got to search with mashus. Because the Yitzhahara tells you to be mezalzel in a mashu. You don't even chap sometimes. If somebody tells you to be mechal Shabbos, if a Yitzhar inside tells you to be mechal Shabbos, no, is there a suffix? Is it the Yitzhar Tov? Is it the Yitzhahara? But then it'll tell you, imagine it's a shine, you're tired tonight, hey, whatever, it's only a this, it's only a minig, it's only a dos, it's only a yens. Right? You don't even know that you're falling into his hands. That's a mashu of chametz. That's why mashu of chametz, the mashu yitzahor is you've got to be very careful, you've got to search for them. You've got to make a lot of cheshman and nefesh to see, much harder to decipher who he is. That's where he conceals himself, in the mashus. So therefore, that's why in B'dikas Chometz, you got to go get on your knees, and you got to go looking in all the churin and stocking for the mashus of Chometz, for the mashus of Chometz. That's the tzad shlili of the Chometz Oisah B'mashu. The tzad chiyuvi is there's also a Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is mezalzel in small things, right? The Yetzirah tells you, if you had a good day, morning Seder, second Seder, night, it's a mensch, under a shnast, the gonish kitin. If a person is not feeling well, chas v'shalom, if a person is busy with something and he hasn't got the same rikuz concentration, say it's also v'shalom. So now you might as well not learn. You might as well not learn. Right? That's it's either gadol samoichin or it's garnished. That's also a yetzahara. It's also very difficult to decipher. So dafka lel seder, part of the bir chometz is that we dafka give chashivas to inyanim of katanim. Give chashivas to inyanim of katnas. The machshiv katnas samoichin. Even shas the gadol samoichin come down. The Rosh Hashanah tells us, you have to know one thing, you can't survive on Gadol Samoichin, because Gadol Samoichin goes away. Just like, let's say, that comes down by Maariv, all of it, and it goes away. It comes back by Seder, and it stays over the Yom Tov Rishon, and then it all goes away. And then Chesiru Sa'imeh, you've got to start the whole thing all over again, step by step. Rosh Hashanah is teaching us that what's going to save you is Katnus. In other words, not just Katnus, but with the Shemira is on the Mechina of Katnus. Because just like, Yitzhak HaShlili, listening to the Yitzhahara and doing an Aver Katana, you don't know how that's going to develop. It can lead to the Aver Chamuras B'Yoyse. Same thing as with a Mitzvah Katana. A Mitzvah Katana, you never know where that Mitzvah Katana is going to take you. It can take you to the Roim HaMadregas because you did that Mitzvah Katana. You mustn't be mezalzel, because anything can bring you to the Rumo Shalom. So therefore, dafke lel seder, we're giving chashivas to the mamish katan samoichin. Dafke boy b'shar that the gadlus comes down, we're giving chashivas to the katan. It's a zeh lo mazeh to the chometz oisav amashu, and that's pemis the whole mechanes hayetz. That was the mechomet shem Yaakov and Esau. Yaakov Avinu is zeir rampin, zeir small. He went back for the pachin katanim. Pachin katanim he went back for, and they fought with Esau. They fought with Esau's Esau is the samal the yetzahara. They fought with the yetzahara. Why? Because the Yitzhahara, the Mechemes Hayetz is always on Pachim Ketanim. What happened to those Pachim Ketanim? They became the Shachal HaTorah, they became the Pach Shemen Shul Chanukah. Taka Pach Shemen lasted quite a few days. You never know how far you're going to get with the Pachim Ketanim. You never know how far you're going to get with the small mitzvahs. And that was the Gilui of Yaakov versus Esav. Esav says, Yesh Li Rav. Yaakov sends him Atonis, Eide Levadoi. Today, last bia is ain of shleisa rashi. Says Rashi, it's gonna look big. By Esav, either it's big or it's garnished. So, maybe therefore, that's why the first thing we do about we see by Yaakov, you have to take the bechor away from, had to take the bechor away from Esav, because the bechor we're gonna do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. And that's why, and this is a moed kegilui into why Shabbos Agadol we read Parshas Tzav. Because the Beis Hamikdash is a bechina of the nefesh kisakriv. It's the beginning of katnus. Beis Hamikdash is echad amar vechad amamid v'lad shichav in libo l'shamayim. So it's echad amar. The Beis Hamikdash is megala. It's the beginning of Parshas Emor. The beginning of Parshas Emor. There's a sod Emor v'amarata lahazak gedoyim malaktanim. Right? Emor lakoyim bnei Aaron. Emor lakoyim bnei Aaron. Lahazak gedoyim malaktanim. What is lahazak gedoyim malaktanim? Means a koyin has to know that ktanim and gedoyim are the same chashiv. Hazak doilim al aktanim. A coin has to know the chashivas of dvarim aktanim as well. If Esav would be a coin in the Beis Hamikdash, a guy walks in with a flower offering, say, get out of here, flower offering? You're going to bring a cow, a big bull. You bring a flower offering? You mezalzel the Beis Hamikdash over here? You bring to the king a flower offering? Esav is Yesh Li Rav. An oni, so don't bring a korban bechlal. Beis Hamikdash is a palace. Who lets an oni into the palace bechlal? Or by Bikurim, by Menchas Oni, it says Venekav Nefesh Kisakr. That's a big, big yisod in Yiddishkeit. That from the katnus, a person is mezalzel in katnus, he loses godless. If a person is machshiv, ve'vizor, mitzvah kala, kachamura, she'i ata yudea, matnuschor, you never know. If a person is machshiv katnus, in avodas Hashem, from there he'll get to the greatest godless. That's the bechino. Has to begin as arm. So that's why the Esau, like we discussed before, when he gave him the soup there by the Bechori, he gave him the soup. No, he mzalzel and brachas b'chasanen and drabonon. Yeah. Esau's mzalzel and dvarim ktanim, and that's why he went so low. Yaakov Avinu was zeir ampin, pachin ktanim, and that's why he went so high. That's the sod of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Like Rashi said, brings down the Chazal by Makas Bechoris, which was the mamish the Yitzis Mitzrayim. Savu shteit by Makas Bechoris. Makas Bechoris shteit. The Rebbe Shlomo was mavdel ben tipa shel bechor le tipa. The tipo shall be thrown, a tipo, tipos over here. Dealing with tipos over here. Right? A yid, a person, hebt a chom from a tipo srucha. Look what develops. From a kleine zach, look what develops. From a tipo, from a goy, can burn the worst rosh in the world. Right? That's the chomets b'mashu. And a tipo shall Israel, a tipo yidish a tipo, bet a yid, a mitzvah, bet a oile mole, chayv adam loyma b'shvili nivra ha'oilam, from a tipo. That's the beginning of Mitzrayim. That's the Yom Tov of Pesach. The Yom Tov of Pesach is to be zohir from the slightest aveira, and to have moedik simcha and dvekas and eslavas from the slightest mitzvah, from the Mishnah, from Mishnayis. That's why we discuss the Sulam is Rosh Tevis, says Ateres Yeshua, see Mishnayis last. Samuel, as Rosh Teva, see Mishnayis, Ein Las. Big thing, you finish, Baba Basra, Gemara, Mela, make a seem. But Mishnayis, what's Mishnayis? Mishnayis, it's like plain as often, school children. That's somebody who won't get very far in Godless. Moshe Feinstein used to learn Mishnayis, being Gavra to Gavra, he used to have a shtender next to the chazan, he could hear Kriyas HaTorah, then he had the shtender with an open Mishnayis, and being Gavra to Gavra, he used to run from the bima to his open shtender, learn a few Mishnayis, then run back to hear the Torah, then run back to hear, it wasn't Mazalza, the Mishnayis, Chas V'Shalom. That's why Pesach is so makpid, and so machmir, and hogim, 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 Shvarim and Hogim and Zachen. Where does this come from? That's the Oir of Pesach. The Oir of Pesach is the Machmer on a Minig. It's the Machmer on Zachen, Shekul, Kleine Zachen. Chlal the whole Inim and Hogim. The whole Inim and Hogim is stems from Pesach. Perik Mokum Shenogu, it's a Perik Msochim. Perik Mokum Shenogu. Psochim, Pesach, Kimi Megala, the Chashivas of the Minig. Minig Yisrael Din. Minig Yisrael Din. Minig Yisrael, Mokum Shenogu. Mokum Shenogu. It's only a Minig. Don't say only a Minig. Don't say only a Minig. If it's not your Minig, say that. But don't say only a Minig. If it's your Minig, Maviseinu, don't say it's only a Minig. A Minig is not a Kleine Zach. Who can be Megala that a Minig is not a Kleine Zach? Pesach can be Megala. Pesach can be Megala. Hegata Levincha, Hegata Levincha. You're holding in the highest moichim. You want the Kleine moichim. You want to be Mzoicha to the simplicity of mitzvah, Mekayim mitzvah, Hegata Levincha. And then from there, Taka, from there we were Zoicha to go from. That's the whole union of children, of Katnas. We know that children correspond to Katnas. Children correspond to Katnas. And the whole union of Mitzrayim is the Rabban Shalom came down. Rabban Shalom came down to take care of Klal Yisrael. Rabban Shalom came down to take care of every baby in Mitzrayim. That's why they said Zekeli Vanveyu, because they saw the Rabban Shalom, he took care of them. Right? Rabban Shalom came to take care of the Yiddish babies. That's the sod. The sod is, you see a tippo, it's very naive. You know what this is going to become? Zeh ha-kotten godl yeh. Don't be mezaldel on a kotl. Zeh ha-kotten godl yeh. Hazeh gedoylem al ha-ktanem. That's Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav begins with the Trumas Adeshen. What's up, Trumas Adeshen? Taking the ashes. Shvachar avoyde l'choyre v'yachasi to the other avoydes. Oh, but Trumas Adeshen was the first avoyde in the morning. And the Kohenim used to get up in the middle of the night. And they got so many Kohenim that got up that they threw each other off the ramp. And there was such a fight over who's going to be Zoicha to the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen. Even the Besamigdash can understand the Zazach. Besamigdash, the Hashivas, cleaning the ashes. Who'd want to do it? It's an Avodah. It's an Avodah. It's a parasha in the Torah. Trumas Hadeshen. It's a mitzvah, Trumas Hadeshen. Hi, if it's not the same as a krob on the Mizbeach, a chvais, and hevorim, taking the hevorim up on the Mizbeach, say no, it's a chavoida. And by avoida, there's achad amarba, b'achad amamit. By avoida, it's ainu hach, it's the same inyan. It's the parashas tzav, it's Shabbos HaGadol. It's called Shabbos HaGadol. It's got kleine zachen, all the little achonis, and all the zachen, all the achonis, the Pesach, it's a godless. Mainish, don't think it's godless. The hakdoma to Pesach is realizing that everything is godless. Everything in Yiddishkeit, even if it's small, it's perhaps godless. It might be godless. It might be something that will develop into godless. It might be even deeper. Every little thing is perhaps godless already now. However you want to look at it, and whatever pshat, remez, drush, and sod you want to look at it, it's a gross. It's Shabbos HaGadol. You can't come to Pesach. You can't come to Bimoisa Nefesh on the Chometz B'mashu. You can't come to Bimoisa Nefesh on the simple, on the Minhogim, on the Chomer Minhogim, unless you understand as it's a greater Indian. That's Shabbos HaGadol. That's Shabbos HaGadol. That's the Mardik HaChizuk that we get from Pesach. Mardik HaChizuk and the Katnus, Ketanim, and the Ketanim, and the Katnus, and we're looking for crumbs and Katnus, and crumbs and Katnus, and crumbs and Katnus. And all from Shabbos HaGadol teaches us this, and Nishka Kleinazach. Nishka Kleinazach. Mardik HaZach. And that's where we have to come from there to be Machshiv, and after that, Sriyas HaImeh, we go Midah by Midah, we go step by step, step by step. From there you reach the highest level, it's the level of Keset, it's the highest level that we reach in Chag HaShavuos. So that's to appreciate the godless. And also to be careful when you're Kavana, when you're looking for the little crumbs of Chometz. This little Yetzahara can become godless as well, Chas V'Shalom. Can become godless Lera. Oh, everything starts off a tipa. From there it becomes a Moedika godless. Not, and that's why Rabbi Akiva wasn't scared when he became Torahdik to go to listen to the children. We discussed it before. How did Rabbi Akiva become? He saw the water drop by drop by drop. What happened to the end? What happened in the end? Made a hole. Yede kleine Zach. You know what's going to become of it? It's going to be Zayin Gross. It'll be big. Don't be mezalzel. Rabbi Akiva saw that. He realized he can go to the cheder as well at 40 years old. Don't be mezalzel and ketanim, they can come big. Milan Gadol. So more the gezach. And that's the whole idea of sipo yitzis and shrayim. Sipo in Lashon Kodesh is usually a maisa, an agadata. You know, you get some people, shrayim is agadata gemara, shrayim, let's fly through it, and agadata goes. All the sides of Torah line, agadata gemara. It's hacked in shiny. All the sides of Torah line, agadata gemara. Saprim in the Heiliger Bekiva, the Moichim Yichudim Avad, the Yichudim Gedoyim. We have no musik Avad, the Heiliger Tanor Makdoshim. We have no musik in doing. But Saprim Mitzis Mitzrayim Kol Yisrael Laila. Saprim Mitzis Mitzrayim Kol Yisrael Laila. So Moedik Azach. Sipur telling the story. It's all Moedik. It's all gross. It's all big. Moedik Oyres. Even the katnas, as we're saying, have the biggest godless inside. Manishtana Laila is there. Arizal explains. That's Arizal's pashtus. all the oils that come down, there's a godless and a katnas, the godless moich and katnas are moich. It goes to work shle beseder. Usually it goes godless, katnas aleph. And then whatever, godless aleph, and then katnas base, godless base, and over here the katnas base comes, the katnas aleph, which is usually the first one, comes out in karpas. So the reason says that's pshat man ishtana alayla zem mikol alaylas. Who's asking it? The child is katnas, katnas aleph is asking why did I come down much later than all the other moichin this year. Say even in the Pashup Shah, Kilo in the Flarizal's Pashup Shah, say even in the Manish Tana Lida, we feel licked in Yedazach, how much lies in every single Nakuda that we say in the Haggadah. Hilga Tefer Shloim, Kan HaBen Shoyel, I showed it to you. Everything, right? Avadah is you got to keep it on the Pashtus level, but Hameben Yobin, Kilush has to keep it on the highest level and on the lowest level. The katnas and the godless, there's no chiluk between katnas and godless. Katnas rishon comes down in the karpas. We've had godless in davening, we've had godless already in kiddush, we've had godless in coming into shul, and all the shemus of godless, everything's down already. And then comes katnas rishon. And there's a reason, that's the answer, because I've got a meaning. Why does katnas rishon come at the end? Because in order that the chatzonim shouldn't have shlita. So the first Ribbono Shel Olam brings down the godless amoichin. And the godless amoichin blinds the chitzoinim, and when they're blinded, they can't attack. So then you can bring the so that's the answer. It's Arizal says, "Avodah meinu, the fire of Mitzrayim, so you're under the shlita of the chitzoinim." So then, therefore, that's why the oris have to come down in Shloik Seder. Even in the Manish Tana, there's a pshat Rebbe's Drush itself.
Sure, we have to have time in. Yeah. Pity we didn't get time to do more kavanas, tifa zach, and the Baruch Hashem.
That's going to be then, if you have Godless first and then you get the Godless after say that, then that's Al Pi Seder. That's the kind of Godless, that's the kind before it. No, the vote is, there's nothing Godless. The vote is, you should have to say, you know, we know this Shosh and Godless Hamoichin, and eventually I'll help us that we should be Zeichem, it's Hashem, Kilo Kivanti, Kilo Kivanti, Bechol HaKavonis. And then it all comes down. Yeah, Heilige Pesach. Involve your children in everything, you know. Involve them in everything.